Hi everyone, I'm Zoe Lee. I came from the Jiayi Agricultural Station. It's of the Taiwan Agricultural Research Institute, and I'm presenting the growth and fruit quality of pineapple varieties in Taiwan. And we can see from the lower picture that the global pineapple production is increasing, and it's mainly in South Africa and Asia. It's led by Costa Rica, and Taiwan is ranked as the fifth country, and it's the top fruit in Taiwan. And pineapple in Taiwan mainly produced in these five districts is in the middle and the south of Taiwan, and Pingdong is with the highly productions. And we can see in my station, it's in the middle of Taiwan, and here is also the Tropic of Cancer line crossing here. So in Taiwan, we have the subtropical climate and tropical climate. So we face a different problems compared to the pineapples planted in the tropical country. And my station in the middle of Taiwan established in 1918, so we just celebrated a centennial celebration last year. And there are three departments and 27 researchers. And here we have the tropical and subtropical fruits collection in Jiayi. And we have over 100 pineapple collection here. And because since every 1.5 year, we can get one pineapple, so we do the trade survey, and we try to figure out what the gene control the spine of pineapple leaves, and also we try to breed a spineless pineapple, because in Taiwan now we still have the spine on the tip of the leaves, and also because in Taiwan, the south, the middle of Taiwan, the winter is still cold, so it really influences the flowering date of pineapple and have damaged the fruit appearance. So that's what we are doing to survey these traits. And the climate here we can see in these five districts, not like the tropical climate is non-stable, and also pineapple, it needs the kind of stable rainfall. So here still have the wet and dry season in Taiwan, especially in South Taiwan, we have the dry season in the winter. It's quite good for the flowering of pineapple, but we got a wet season in the summer, and it's the harvest time of pineapple, so it will shorten the shelf life of pineapple if the water content is too much in pineapple. And also in my station, Jiayi, we can find out the lowest temperature here, so we focus on the cold injury of the pineapple. And growing pineapple, we take it 1 year, and like if you have a 35 leaves pineapple, and it's time for it to change to the next stage. So, but in the commercial way, they use the calcium carbide or the ethanol to trigger the flowering, to force it to flower, so we can get pineapple after maybe 6 months later. And in Taiwan, I just went to Hawaii, and they didn't like do this kind of covering protection. I think it's like the weather changes a lot in Taiwan, so we do need these kind of protection. We use paper bags or either the plastic film to cover pineapples to help pineapples to go through the changes in the climate. And after we got the pineapple, we also take off its seeds on the peel and planted, and after 5 years, we may get one new pineapple varieties. And the top three Taiwanese pineapple varieties produced in Taiwan is Taino 17, 20, and 16. And Taino 17, his one is the Golden Diamond, and it's the well-known pineapple in Asia, and also it's the most popular pineapple in Taiwan because it has the thin rind. It's compared to the well-known smooth kind and MD2. And the middle one is the Taino 20. It's the famous because of the inside the flesh is the milky pineapple, and also it's produced in the middle of Taiwan, so it's not that sour in in the colder weather. And also the Tino 16 is sugar honey because of its flavor and its honey aromatic, and also the flavor is, the texture is more tender. And the worldwide smooth cutting is still planted in Taiwan, but most of the smooth cutting are using in processing and pineapple cake filling. And the latest pineapple varieties we have is Taino 23, and it's like a good size of pineapple because nowadays the people in families less and less, so we get a smaller pineapple, and also the short shapes makes the farmer easier to harvest in the field. And other varieties in the world, like the Taino number 4, is an old variety, and we can now find it in Okinawa. And the name of sugar apple pineapple because of it, you can peel a part of its each little, you can see these little fruitlets, so you can eat it like the sugar apple. And also in Hainan Island, you can find number 11 because the aromatic, so we call it perfume pineapple. And as what I said, in Taiwan, we face the environmental challenges not because of the 1.5 year planting, but because of we can use the flowering forcing treatment to manage what time we want to harvest it. So now we have 4 seasons pineapple, but in different seasons, like in winter, we feel the cold damage. It makes the chilly injuring of pineapple, and the dry and wet season in spring and summer, we have to focus on the drought and flooding, and these problems all shorten the shelf life, and the storage and transport is now the most things we are focusing on. We can see here in the middle the black heart disease odors of pineapple and the entering browning when it's shifting, and so the less water content of fruits can prolong its storage time, and also the refrigerated temperature need to be like between 10 to 14 degrees of Celsius can lessen the chilling injuries. So the skin coloration, we don't want it to keep it to partially ripe, and the focus on the fruit quality and the storage conditions. So you can see through, still go see my poster, 135 is talk about covering protection. We did this research in winter time, and spring time is the cool time in Taiwan. And in these two different seasons, we try to use the plastic film to give the pineapple higher temperature to gain the higher total solute solid and tritic acidic ratio, and it do help the pineapple, but because of the higher temperature, higher here we can see the under this protection, the appearance of pineapple peel is up to 60 degrees. It really make the injury, the sunburn degree. So we also cover it by the plastic bags. So according to protect its appearance and also care for its quality, we need to use these two of the treatment together. And now we are doing the molecular research of pineapple because we find out that the water content in the pineapple really affects how long it can be stored, and also when it's stored in the refrigerator, it becomes browning. So we find out one pineapple is like a really can endure this cold environment, and we cross it with good quality recurrent parents, and now we have the F1. And after one generation spectros, we are now doing the phenotyping and looking for the next year's browning and skin colorations and other qualities survey. And after that, we do it with the QDL mapping and try to find out the for longer storage transport pineapple. And here you can see the pineapple seeds. And after you sold it, 5 years later, with 3 times of transportation, you can get 1 big pineapple. So we hope that the microcystic selection of pineapple can really help us to gain the pineapple keeps it still fresh and good quality during the shipping. And I got a good numbers of researchers help me, and to thank these people and also the founding of Council of Agriculture in Taiwan. And thank you. In Taiwan, it's lower than 10 degrees, it might, but not like, it needs to last for a while, yeah. Seed. Oh, propagation. The seed is for breeding because we cross different varieties and we get the seeds when the pineapple is mature. But for propagation, propagation is using the sleep and the sucker of pineapples. Yeah. Seedling.
Because I know that for pineapples, even usually have seeds. Some of them have seeds, especially the white types. Did you induce seeding?
Reducing the seeding?
How do you get seeds in the pineapple?
Oh, how do I get the seeds from pineapple?
I know there are seeds.
Uh-huh.
Induced seed.
I didn't induce the seed. We just do the cross and get a seed. And you can see on the pineapple, each one fruitlet is one flower, so you can get quite a lot of seeds from one pineapple. Yeah. But usually when you buy the pineapple in the market, there is less seed because it's self-incomparable. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Did you apply fertilizer?
Fertilizer?
Did you apply fertilizer?
No, I didn't. Oh, no, I...
Fertilizer? Did you use fertilizer?
When? Maybe we can talk about that later. Sorry about that.
So you mentioned that there's one variety that can peel the fruitlets apart.
Yeah.
Does that not work for all of them?
I think it's work, but that one is easier to peel. It's like you don't need to do anything, just peel it, and you can eat by peel each one and eat. You don't need to cut it. Yeah, but mostly it's now planted in Okinawa, and it's a sprinkly pineapple, so it's hard for farmer to harvest. Yeah, that's why we have not much in Taiwan now.
Is that something the breeders
look for? You
mean the...
I think all kinds of pineapple can peel, but that one is... They just finally have that characteristic, so yeah.
Okay, great. Let's thank our speaker.
Thank you.